Armed militias are nothing new on the borders of the United States. Since the U.S.-Mexico border was established, racist vigilante groups have patrolled it in an attempt to keep Mexican and other unwanted immigrants out. Earlier this year, a self-defined civil defense corps called the Minuteman Project attracted media attention when it set up camp along the border in Arizona and began to harass and monitor the movements of migrants. Since then, the Minuteman Project has spread into the interior of the United States and has started recruiting members along the U.S.-Canada border in Washington State. David Nywert is a freelance journalist based in Seattle who has been researching right-wing extremist groups for over 20 years. He's joined us this morning by phone. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So most people first became aware of the Minuteman Project earlier this year when they started their patrols in Arizona. Does their history go back farther than that?
Yeah, it does. Well, at least, no, not this group per se, but this sort of organization of vigilante border patrols. Some of it goes back to the 1970s when David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan were organizing similar patrols along the southern border, and there are also other precursors. There was a previous right-wing extremist group called the Minutemen, who back in the 1960s were an offshoot of the John Birch Society, and they were openly anti-Semitic and racist, and they wound up breaking up amidst a bunch of FBI arrests for planned acts of domestic terrorism. But these guys are actually, the Minuteman Project that we're seeing today is actually a direct outgrowth of the militia movement that we saw in the 1990s. Most of these border militias, as they called themselves, most of these border patrols called themselves border militias as recently as, well, this year, and they still do call themselves that a lot of times. And that was what they started out organizing themselves as a couple of years ago.
Well, the Minutemen are obviously, as you said, part of a long tradition of vigilante groups. While other anti-immigrant vigilante groups might have been easier in the past to dismiss as sort of fringe extremists, the Minutemen have gathered a lot of media attention and mainstream support. What do you think is different about how they're presenting themselves?
I think they're much more savvy, for one thing. I think that they have learned how to disguise their intentions. You know, these guys talk about border security and stopping terrorists, because of course that's all tailored to meet a lot of Americans' fears after 9/11. But if you listen carefully to their rethoric and examine carefully what they're saying, they're not concerned about border security so much as they are concerned about this influx of Latinos into the United States. And I think that's the real driver. I think that the reason that they're able to get a lot of mainstream support is that I think that there are a lot of people in formerly homogeneous white communities in places like the Midwest and for that matter, California and Arizona, that are now seeing this large demographic shift, and a lot of them don't like it. I think that's the big driver, to tell you the truth.
They use a lot of law and order rhetoric, but their tactics seem to be far from lawful. What are some of the tactics that they're using on the border, on both of the borders now?
Well, mostly it's just guys wandering around on the border and keeping an eye on supposedly the border. You know, the Canadian border situation is particularly a joke because, of course, there isn't a significant problem with Canadians creeping over the border into the United States and taking away our jobs. It's obvious that the purpose of the Canadian border patrols, just like the southern border patrols, is not to actually increase border security. It's to propagandize this idea that Latinos are the problem, that we have a problem in this country with all these people coming over our borders.
in addition to moving into Washington State.
I think that's really a lot of what's going on. Now, the kind of tactics that we see them using, though, do include things like carrying guns. And down on the southern border, we've had some incidents, you know, with one of the Border Patrol groups earlier this year. One of the guys got lost his ranch because he beat up a couple of Salvadoran refugees who were crossing his land. We've also had some gun-clacking incidents with the Minutemen themselves, where they don't just report to the Border Patrol. They sit and point their guns at these people. And then off the chart, we've had a couple of shootings down in the Tijuana area with men in ski masks who are being Border Patrol vigilantes, sort of off on their own, not directly connected to the Minutemen, but obviously inspired by them. And they've shot a couple of people crossing the border.
In addition, the Minutemen talk a lot about the failure of the United States to protect its borders, and that's their rationale for setting up their camps along the border. But now they're also moving into non-border states. What are they attempting to accomplish in those states that aren't even on the border?
Well, what they're seeing in those states off the border, places like Utah particularly, is that these places are being flooded with illegal immigrants, and their purpose in those states is to harass employers who hire illegal immigrants and persuade them not to hire them anymore. That's kind of their argument, and of course, I think it underscores once again that now they will often make a distinction between legal and illegal immigration, but again, the problem is that they keep coming back to isn't a problem of legal immigration at all or illegal immigration, though they'll make that distinction. What they're really concerned about is, once again, immigration per se. And they don't really, and it's not white immigration or Asian immigration that they're concerned about. It is Latino immigration.
So since they came into Washington State, I think it was about 2 months or so ago, how successful have they been in recruiting people in Washington?
Not very. They've recruited some people from around. I don't think that they've recruited very many people up in Whatcom County, which is where we had the patrol. But we did see a lot of people from around the Northwest show up for their patrol, you know, places like Yakima and Spokane, as well as there were a couple of people from Oregon. But very few people that we were able to see were actually recruited locally into that Minuteman group up in Whatcom County. So their purpose isn't to get large numbers, as far as we can tell. Their purpose is to make a stink in the media and get a lot of media attention.
Yeah, some people on the left really say that to give public attention to such a small group is to, in a way, legitimize them and make them more powerful. What's your response to that?
Well, I certainly agree that soft-pedaling them, as people like Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity and folks like that have done, Michelle Malkin, I think that clearly does legitimize these people who are very clearly extremists. And it's, to me, a very disturbing thing to see this mainstream embrace, particularly mainstream conservatives, embrace this faction that's clearly outright extremist and comes from the far right. But at the same time, now, for those opposing them to pay attention, I think that it's absolutely essential, because if you try to pretend that they're not there and hope that they'll go away, we've found that that's a big mistake. I worked for quite a few years in northern Idaho, and one of my first newspaper jobs was in the mid to late 70s at the Sandpoint paper, and we made a conscious decision there not to cover the Aryan Nations when they moved in just down the road. And within a couple years, of course, we realized that that was a horrific mistake, that pretending that they're not there and ignoring them with the hope that they'll go away is they groups like this see this as see that as a tacit approval, and are actually encouraged by it. So you're actually asking to make the problem much worse.
And the Minutemen's activity comes at a time when there's some really extreme anti-immigrant legislation being proposed in the U.S. Congress. There are proposals now to deny citizenship to babies born in the U.S. to undocumented parents, and then another law that's being debated right now would make it a federal crime to be undocumented in the U.S. What is the relationship between the Minutemen and politicians who are pushing for that kind of legislation?
Well, it's very tight. Guys like Tom Tancredo, who I think is the author of the immigration bill that you're talking about, is very closely associated with the Minutemen. He shows up at their rallies and openly promotes them on the air and over broadcasts, and has been one of their biggest supporters. And I should point out that the money flow is very similar to these folks. The money that's flowing into and supporting the Minuteman Project is coming from these extremist anti-immigration organizations like the Federation for American Immigration Reform. These folks are actually financed by white supremacists like the Pioneer Fund, and they have very close associations with, they include people like Virginia Abernethy on their board. Virginia Abernethy is a self-proclaimed white separatist who writes for not just American Renaissance, which is a white supremacist organization, but also the Occidental Review, which is another nativist white nationalist magazine. So there's a lot of connections going on here, and there is this very much an embrace of far-right extremism by mainstream politicians. And that includes, I should add, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, who's publicly supported them. Senator Wayne Allard of Colorado has suggested we give the Minutemen the official imprimatur. It's just a continuing list, and it's growing.
Communities along the U.S.-Mexico border obviously have a bit of a head start over communities here along the U.S.-Canada border. How have they been organizing against the Minutemen since they started setting up camp earlier this year?
Well, there was a lot of organization going up against them. There were a lot of protesters, and in fact, in some of the Minuteman watches that we saw down in Arizona, the protesters fully equaled in number the people who were actually out there pretending to watch the border. So, and it's pretty vocal. Some of it's not terribly effective, but I think the main thing is to be up and ready. I think that people need to understand that what these guys are, what the Minutemen are, is sort of the spear point of a larger thrust to which is to victimize, or I should say, scapegoat immigrant minorities and particularly Latino immigrants. And this is going to be taking, what they're doing is softening up public attitudes for these larger campaigns that we've already seen, for instance, in Arizona, the state passed 2 years ago, or in the 2004 election, they passed this bill called Protect Arizona Now, this nakedly anti-immigrant bill. It basically denies medical care to illegal immigrants, and or indigent medical care, and there are a lot of other aspects to it. Well, that campaign is going national, and we're going to be seeing it here in Washington State, for instance. They're planning a Protect Washington Now campaign that would do more or less the same thing. And so it's important for people to understand that organizing against the Minutemen is really a matter of organizing against this larger campaign and being prepared for it.
Thank you very much for talking with us this morning, David.
Sure.
I've been speaking with David Neiwirth, a journalist and author based in Seattle. His recent books include Strawberry Days, How Internment Destroyed a Japanese-American Community, and In God's Country, The Patriot Movement and the Pacific Northwest. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.